Welcome to Actors 2020 Podcast. I'm your host, Johnny Keith, and finally, we have an episode to release. I still have one more, and we're doing tons of interviews. So sorry, but I actually went back and listened to all of my podcasts. I took a pen and a piece of paper, and I wrote down all the beautiful notes from all the actors, all the directors, all the producers, all the acting coaches. Every one of my guests always gives a piece of advice. I wrote them all down. I followed all their advice, and I've been a working actor for over 2 years. And right now, I am a booking magnet. So if I was you, I'd get a pen and piece of paper, go back and listen to all my old podcasts and write down the notes so you too can become a successful actor. So today we have an actor from New South Wales, and his name is
Ben Bunan.
He's been acting since he was 7 years old. I think he's about 15, 16 now. So let's find out what he's been up to since he's been 7 years old. Let's just get Ben on the phone. So I have a real estate agent referral service that I cover all 50 states. It's an absolute free service. If you know somebody who's buying or selling real estate anywhere in the United States, teamriley.com, teamriley.com. Oh, really? No, Riley. Now let's see what
Ben Bunan
has to offer you. And here we go.
Hello.
Hey, Ben, it's Johnny Keith from Actors 2020 Podcast. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
Great. So you started acting since you were 7 years old, and how old are you now?
I'm 16.
Great. So what have you been doing since you were seven up till now, acting-wise?
Yeah, well, look, for me, it started with community theater, not far from Sydney. I started, when I was seven, just doing bits of community theater, and I realized it was something I really enjoyed doing and that maybe I should look at pursuing into the future.
Right. But how did you get those gigs?
Yeah, well, at the start, it was just auditioning for stuff, showing up and seeing what was available and going, all right, well, we'll give this a shot. And I was fortunate enough most of the time to end up in these roles that I wanted, in these good roles. And at the time I was 7 or 8 years old, so I was still very new to it all. So it was a new experience for me, but I think a lot of the stuff that I learned then still helps me now.
Great. So your parents were all in? They would take you to the auditions and support your career?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Originally, I wasn't even interested in acting. I wasn't going to do it. And then my parents kept saying to me, you just try doing drama class or something. So one day I went, you know what? All right, I'll give it a go. And so we showed up and we haven't looked back.
That's great. Yeah, because I haven't done a play in a long time, and I recently did a play, and every day I'm like, I'm going to quit. I'm not doing it. But then you push through, and then at the very end you get the applause and you're like, you know what? I kind of like that. I'll do it again.
Yeah, it was all worth it at the end. Yeah. I love doing live theater.
What is the latest acting part that you have done?
Well, actually the most recent acting I did was for a school assignment, but if we're talking probably more professional work, I was in a production called Lights in the Park, and that was a really great performance. It was live theater. There was probably only about 10 or so people in the cast. So it was a really small cast and a really great show to do. And I learned a lot from that.
Right. So you played the character Cal. What did your character Cal do?
Yeah. So Cal worked with his buddy Fuller. And essentially they were these overly ambitious kind of teenage entrepreneurs that thought they were going to be the next Elon Musk or Jeff Bezos or whatever. And so they were going around trying to sell people these all sorts of wacky and weird things that they came up with. It was a really fun part to play in a play that had some heavier themes in it.
Right. So have you ever done any like film or TV or movie work?
Yeah. So even just this year, I started just doing extras work for TV series. And, we've got a lot of stuff filming in Australia at the moment. So there's been a lot of great opportunity for me to actually get on a set. Even though I don't have any speaking lines or anything, it's been a great experience to kind of be surrounded by that.
Exactly. I was just talking to a girl from Australia, and it's the same thing. She did some extra work on like some music videos and stuff. And she said that she learned so much just by sitting there and observing and watching what was going on. Was that the same experience for you?
Yeah, absolutely. And felt like I really learned a lot from the crew side of things as well. All the work that goes in, the stuff that makes the actors look good, all the incredible people behind the camera, with audio, everything. It was really great to see.
Yeah, it's like a military operation. It's like it's a protocol. Everyone has their job. Everyone has to work together. And you don't realize how many people are standing outside the camera. There's one actor and there's like 20, 50, 70 people hanging out making it work.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And look, I find when I'm watching movies and TV now, I probably spend more time looking at the extras in the background than I do paying attention to the plot. So that's certainly changed.
Yeah, like now you'll be like, hey, that one guy didn't take off his COVID mask. What's up with that?
Yeah.
I've seen that before.
Yeah, looking to see.
And you can't do a retake because the actors already did their stuff and they can't retake it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, looking for boom mics dropping into the corner of frame and all sorts of stuff.
Yeah, so are you interested just in the acting, or are you interested in maybe some of the other stuff behind this camera as well?
So it started with acting, as I'm sure it does for a lot of people. But
right.
I think directing is something that's really interesting for me as well, something that's interested me. Recently we had to do just a thing for school where we had to create a film. And after directing that, I'm probably a little less ambitious about directing, and probably going to stick more to acting for now.
Yeah, I'm right there with you, because I wrote, direct, and produced movies and acted in them. And it was like kind of embarrassing when I had to put myself into the scene and I didn't have a first assistant director. And then I was like, all these actors are just kicking butt and just blowing me away, and just going, okay, I can't be doing this other stuff. I got to stop all that and focus in on the acting.
Yeah, absolutely. I had to be in one scene in that, and it was awful. It was so bad, I regret it so much. But, you know, it was definitely a learning experience.
Yeah, there's this young guy. He's older than you, but, you know, to me, he's young. He's only like 29, and he's doing all these plays and these films. And I don't know. I just feel like I want to help the guy out. I keep taking these roles in this film. You know, I'm not even getting paid anything. And I'm like, what am I doing? You know, but I have all this experience and knowledge that I can share with him. And I finally have like a really big part in one of his films. And I'm just like, I'm going to take over. Just get the directing credit. But you can tell he needs a little help with not just shooting the master shot, just helping his career a little bit. We had a rehearsal today, and it was just a lot of fun. I really do just love the acting part, though.
Yeah, that would be fantastic to have people with experience. You know, we were all a bit clueless going in on sort of what we were doing. I was trying to rely on information that I'd gathered from being on sets, and it was all, it was very learning curve, but it was fun.
Yeah, because my first movie, I'll tell everyone, I said, forget about the acting, the writing, the lighting, and the directing, and just focus on the story, you know?
Yeah.
That's so funny. So how do you even get work in Australia? Like, what do you do? How do you get the gigs?
Yeah, well, I'm not entirely sure on how it operates in the States, but, you know, I have an agent that I'm with, and occasionally I'll just get an email that'll have either something to audition for, or, you know, it'll range from something to audition for to like, can you be at this place that you've never heard of in the next 3 hours? And you're like, I can try. So it varies. Mainly you go through an agent, and you just kind of hope that more stuff starts to fill your inbox.
Right.
Yeah. And look, COVID has been terrible for a lot of people, but we have so much stuff filming in Australia at the moment. There's a lot of work, which is fantastic.
Yeah, here too. It's all picking back up. They used to require COVID tests and all this stuff. Now some production just like, hey, can you do it? And I was like, yeah, we can do it. So that's how you get work in Australia. So I noticed on one of your boot camps, I noticed you have like a lot of training, and one of them was a writing class. Did you just do it for fun, or are you interested in writing as well?
Yeah, well, I kind of went in just kind of expand my sort of skill set, if you will, going in. But then I came out the other end, and I'm like, you know what, I'm going to write a screenplay or something. So I sat down and I wrote something. It wasn't very good, but I started to write something, and I just kind of haven't stopped doing that. I do really enjoy writing, especially screenplays and productions, all sorts. They're really quite fun to write.
Yeah, plus you kind of learn everything. You know, when you're on a set, you know what the writer does, you know what everybody else does, so that's kind of cool. So, I mean, like, why acting in the first place? Like, why did you even want to get into it?
Well, yeah, so originally, as I was saying, I wasn't totally fussed on the idea until Mum and Dad sort of brought up that, hey, you should give it a go. So I started trying it. I fell in love with it straight away. It was something that was so different to anything that I'd done before. And I was like, okay, this is interesting. And so after the first production that I did, which was just a small little community theater piece, I got off stage and I was like, I had a pretty solid feeling that, yeah, this is what I want to do. I think this is a really cool thing that I could maybe hopefully try and make a career out of for myself.
And who out there currently working inspires you?
Inspirations. Australia's produced a lot of great actors, and, you know, people like Hugh Jackman and Nicole Kidman, and a lot of incredible actors. You know, there's also a lot from the States as well, and from the UK. But I think the first actor that I can remember like knowing who they were and looking at their stuff, I think, was Hugh Jackman.
Yeah.
So I think he was definitely an inspiration.
Yeah, I just watched a movie of his the other day. I didn't even know it was him that was in it till I read the credits, because it was an older movie. I was like, oh my God. And there were all these stars in there that I didn't even recognize. I was like, wow. So I don't watch a lot of movies on Netflix, but their acting was so good, I didn't even recognize them as the person. So that was kind of cool. So it says that you're like a race car driver. Is that like souped up go-karts, or is it kind of like, what is that?
Yeah, so at the moment I'm racing, kind of like what you said, like super go-kart. They're like insane little bits of kit. You know, they're getting up to top speed is like 130 kilometers an hour.
Wow.
Which doesn't sound like much until you're 2 centimeters off the ground, you know, in the bottom of your seat is raping the asphalt. It's definitely a very different thing from acting, but it's a nice sort of breakaway from that.
Yeah, it's fun. So do you have stage combat experience? I think I saw that somewhere. Where'd you get that training at?
Yeah, so I did that. It was just like a 2-day intensive course.
Mm-hmm.
We did everything from hand-to-hand combat to like fencing. It was interesting because I'd never held a sword in my hand before. I'm standing here with this sword and I'm like, okay, I have some very specific choreographed moves I have to do here. And I still ended up stabbing myself in the foot somehow.
Yeah, it's good to know all that stuff, especially if you're doing it for film. It's a lot different because, you know, camera has no depth perception. I like today, there was like some business to where there was some wrestling and guns being kicked out of the hands. And this guy was making it so overly complicated. I'm like, look, someone's going to get hurt the way you're teaching it. Let's just keep it simple. One, two, three moves and let's just move on.
Yeah.
I've seen people get hurt on the set. I'm just very, check the gun. There's no bullets in it. It's a fake gun. I got my nose broken one time during a fight scene and I saw other people get really hurt. So I'm very cautious when it comes to stuff like that. Yeah, somebody getting into the business, do you have any advice for them to do it or not to do it, or what would you say?
Sort of depends, I guess, on what sort of acting you want to do. If you want to do stage stuff, I mean, starting with community theater was a great thing for me. I know it's not too massive that there's so much pressure to perform, but community theater is a really fantastic way to start. It was for me, and I made great friends doing that.
That's awesome. So in the future, besides acting, what would you like to do?
Oh, look, I'm 16, so I'm still in high school and figuring out everything, but I think acting is something definitely that I'm going to want to pursue. There's the racing there as well, which could be interesting. But yeah, I guess we'll just kind of have to see what happens.
Okay, hey, so wrapping up here, is there anything I should like to say before we go?
Number one, thank you so much for having me on. Great to come on and have a chat. I'd like to talk just briefly about more about community theater, because it's such a great thing. And I know in a lot of places in the States and even in Australia, I think support for community theater is really needed. And I would strongly encourage anybody just to go out and see anything, really. No matter what it is, go out to a community theater. It needs help.
That's pretty great. I appreciate your time and nice chatting with you. And thank you so much for being on my podcast. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, you too. Thanks so much for having me on.
All right. Have a good day.
You too. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
And that's what's happening in Australia. So let's just recap. Get on the set. Start out as being an extra. Watch all the other people behind the scenes, because maybe acting's not for you and you want to be a PA. You want to be an assistant director. You want to be a director. You want to be a writer, a script supervisor, a boom operator, a sound person. You just never know. Just like Ben, he loves writing and now he's writing. And what he recommends is community theater, or as he would say, community theater. And if you're not familiar with the casting websites, there's actorsaccess.com, there's Casting Networks, there's Casting Frontier, and there's also Backstage. Get on the set. Get your career going, listen to other episodes, take some notes, and become a working actor. It's time for the lesson.
Listen, learn, because here comes the lesson. Lesson one. Everybody sit down, JK's gonna take you for a ride uptown. Yo, this is the story of the Hollywood game. Choose your path, careful, you're the only one to blame when it comes to things that you don't know. Stick to the rules and just say no, because you're young, you're eager, you want in the movies. Don't think you'll get there by giving up your beauty. They'll use you, abuse you, throw you out like trash. And then you'll discover that you're out of cash. Now your heart, your soul is somewhere on the shelf, and you're walking through the streets now talking to yourself. The lesson. Well, you heard lesson one, it's time for lesson two. You have a choice and the choice is up to you. I came to Hollywood to be a rich and famous star, but for now I'm waiting tables and I'm tending someone's bar. Pictures, classes, agents, where the heck does it all end? Every time I turn around, I'm starting over again. I finally got a break with a 5 9 under. My life was starting to roar like lightning and thunder. The phone rings, hello, I'm casting a pilot. My life's been out of control just like an LA riot. I walked off the set, said to heck with this old man. The phone's not even ringing and my life is in the can. The lesson. Yep, final lesson here, of course it's number three. Now remember, I'm an actor to be or not to be. When the going got tough, I climbed into the bottle. I'm back on my feet now, revving my throttle on the climb to the top. It's the same old games, but now I'm kicking butt and I'm taking some names. Clawing, scraping, screaming, it was a long, hard crawl, but it was all worth it. I'm a box office straw, opportunity was there and I took it with a punch. Not now, baby, but let's do lunch. There's a big piece of pie and you should grab your portion, and you can be like me enjoying fame and fortune. Boom, that's the lesson. Go and learn it. It's the lesson. Go and learn it. Thank you for tuning in to Actors 2020 Podcast. I'm your host, Johnny Keith. Until the next episode, bye-bye.